the Son and Holy Spirit. The beginning of wisdom is the awe of God. So say the scriptures. The beginning of wisdom is the awe of God. We human beings learn from the outside in. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. We watch our parents. We listen to our mentors. We observe what's going on around life. And then we begin to digest and absorb and take some things in and discard those things that don't work for us. And so it is the path of what we've just shared this morning. We entered the exterior sanctuary. Take it in. The awe of which we are a part. We get to be alive. We didn't have to be here this morning. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You mean it could have been worse? You lucky creatures! How come we don't live for worn down, taken advantage of, you know the grind. Is that all? We learn from the outside in, we come to the interior sanctuary then in order to absorb, to understand, to discern, to contemplate, what does this mean and how shall I live now? So it was the ancient Israelites, in that text we just heard from Exodus, God asked, do you remember just a couple months ago when you were slaves? Do you remember that part? Do you remember how I brought you out and raised you up as if on eagle's wings? My people, do you remember? That's why we keep the Sabbath, to keep remembering who we are, whose we are, where we come from. It's not about, did you go to church? Do you remember the eagle's wings? Do you remember how lucky we are? The Israelites were an agrarian religion for a long time. You present at the temple first fruits, the harvest, animals for sacrifice. And then it began going deeper. And the prophet said, no. This is about prayer. This is about your relationship from the heart with the Holy One, with the mystery. Or as Hosea said in last week's text, this is about becoming merciful. Not just your crops. Christianity has the same thing. Here in this text, the harvest is rich, laborers are few. So Jesus sends them out to heal, to bless, to gather people, those dejected and harassed and being undone. Gather them, care for them. That is the calling of the church to bless even motorcycles. But in the course of time, two things happen. And that time is 2,000 years. Over the course of that time, there have been minimally 18 different versions of Jesus. Did you know that? You think we all have the same one that they had 2,000 years ago? This book, Jesus Through the Centuries, by Yaroslav Pelikan. Isn't that a great name? Yaroslav Pelikan, professor at Yale, now passed. I personally knew him. But at any rate, Jesus Through the Centuries. Initially, Jesus was the, as he says, the ultimate rabbi. Of course. Until the faith got into the Greek world and people said, what's a rabbi? And so the evolution, that's all I want to make you aware of. He was the light of the Gentiles, the cosmic Christ, the monk who rules the world, right, during the Middle Ages. He was super monk. Don't you wish we had that Jesus back? Give us the good old days. Let's go back to monasticism. See, it keeps evolving. Prince of Peace, the mirror of the eternal, the poet of the spirit, the liberator, the one who belongs to the world. You can check this book out at Hospitality. Fascinating. But in addition, Christian communities also begin to see ourselves so much differently as well, conveyed so beautifully by St. Clair. Yes. In this incredible, it's a letter that becomes a prayer. The skies cannot contain the Creator. Are the dwelling place of God. Temples of the Holy Spirit. Sacred beings and creatures, every one of us, called to sanctify the earth and all life. That's a call through the personhood which each of us is. Person, unity of all. Who you are is the most important thing about you. Not what you accomplish. I hope those things go well. It feels good to make a difference. We are here to act and bless the world. But who you are is the most significant. And living from there is what we're invited to create our lives through, even when other people don't understand us. Has anybody ever had that experience? Where you're offering your best and people go, what are you doing? What do you think you are, a human being? And that's how we shut down and become these discouraged beings who don't want to go on. Oh, skies cannot contain who lives in your hearts. So, the flowers you were gazing at, they open, don't they, majestically, every one of them. Flowers you've never seen before present themselves, blessed light, simply open, present, here I am. Because they have no choice. But we do. We do. Will you present yourself? Will you unveil? Will you blossom? That's a tough choice. Why we need each other. So we gather to receive the courage and the blessing again to open up. Open up who we are. Well, this text, harvest is rich, laborers are few, is what's used at every ordination celebration for new clergy. I don't think it's limited, frankly, just to clergy, but it is the tradition. And at the ordination, symbol of the office of ministry that is given is the stole, a Latin word meaning yoke, as in yoking oxen. So, it's also the yoking of pastors and congregations, but a especially the yoking of heaven and earth, bringing them together. Well, for some reason, during the last, it seems, half a year, I've had at least 5 people in my office say, "You have all those stoles. There must be stories behind them. You should tell the congregation." So today's the day. Briefly. The yoking of heaven and earth. Start with this one. It was my father's. Gave me several at the time of his passing. He was a great preacher.
Yes, he was.
I'll tell you this, Joe Sittler was a theologian of supreme caliber, previous generation, at Chicago University. He'd lectured for 3 days on grace and preaching at a conference with 300-500 folks present. And at the end of it, the possibility of preaching grace is so profoundly necessary and profoundly impossible, as you can't contain it. He was asked, "Does anybody preach grace? It's so impossible." And Joe thought for a while and said, "Well, Paul Harm was one of his closest." For my ordination, Bev gave me this one. Over 40 years ago. From Slavink in Belgium, which has been the finest liturgical garment place in Europe for years. On it, you see the lion. Hang on. There's the lion. Matthew. Roaring the Beatitudes and the Gospel. The man, the human being, Mark. Gospel so simple, straightforward, and direct. Here, excuse me, this is the lion. The first was the bull. Luke. Moving forward in healing, and finally, St. John, the eagle, the vision, the wisdom. Didn't I raise you up on eagle's wings? Received this one for Advent 2 years ago. Love the artist. There's actually threads of woven steel. Check it out later. Steel. I don't know. You've got to put steel in cloth. It's really a must. This one is pure fun, isn't it? Back in the 80s, Stan Rother was a Catholic priest serving in Guatemala. And he had the idea in these times of huge oppression to have the indigenous folks, the Mayans, who are great weavers, begin to create these stoles and sell them in the United States, and they took off like wildfire. All around the country, the clergy began wearing these Guatemalan stoles. Liz Kemmerer did this one a few years ago. It's reversible. And she said, "You do so much interfaith work, you can always wear it." This is from our friends, our partners in South Africa. The great into cloth, which was given by them personally for our work in partnership with them over the decades. This one for Lent comes from Ruth Britt. Some of you know Ruth. She and her husband became passionate about creating housing for mentally ill folks with severe illness because they had a daughter in need. We tried to sell the property previously on Padua to turn it into affordable housing. It didn't work, but the project got picked up years later by a Presbyterian church in Clayton and now exists in Clayton. Lots of love in this. BJ inspired this one Christmas. The children of peace. So you can see the church and the moon and the colors and the rainbow. This is one of my favorite ones because it always makes people happy. You just have to smile around this stove, don't you? There's no other way to be. This was given by Filipino friends years ago, comes from the Philippines itself, and lots of love there. In the Catholic Church tradition there, you can have as many godparents as you want. So I'm one of 17 for this one family. You can never get enough love. Never get enough love. This, of course, is one of my most recent. Mamadita, all of you were present. The singing of the birds. The gospel being proclaimed and sung, and its reverberations endless. I sometimes am asked, how large is the congregation at peace? I said, at least 10,000 people. Because what you do with it, it keeps filtering and flowing. And finally, this last one. Was created as a special on the occasion, the 10th anniversary of Father Stan Rother's death, I mentioned earlier. Things in Guatemala became so vicious in the days of death squads that he was told he must leave Guatemala or be killed. So he returned to his home in Oklahoma. And you can see here the bread basket used in Guatemala. Here the grapes, symbol of the Eucharist. Here is the corn, the maize growing, and also the wheat of Oklahoma, and the cross below. He stayed in the States about 6 months and then said, I have to go back to my people, which he did. And in less than a year's time, death squads came, met him at the church, and said, you don't belong here, and took his life violently in the sacristy. The people loved him so much, they asked his parents before his body was shipped home, can we have his heart? Ancient tradition, and they literally carved it out of his body, put it in a fine golden box that sits on the altar in their church to this day. He was yoked to them. And on the 10th anniversary of his death, 10 of these were produced in honor and a friend. Give me this one. Pardon?
The one with the
This one was.
Yes.
And this became another Easter celebration. He's just nothing like it. Colorful, joyful, and uplifting. Indeed, is it not clear? Soul of faithful one. Cannot be contained in our Creator, but within we. God has chosen to dwell within we. Ah, the dwelling place of God. Aren't we lucky? surpasses all human understanding.